It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. I'm Bob. Today, Nick and I ponder what it takes to become advice gurus. We explore the rigors of the path to become the next Dear Abby, Ann Landers, or Ask Amy. Heck, I'd settle for Ask Jeeves. This quest to advise probably says a lot more about our egos than it does about our ability to dispense useful bursts of wisdom on the faceless masses. Still, a couple boys can dream, can't we? Enjoy.
My need for control is like really causing me issues in some of my relationships with when it comes to work stuff, when it comes to the internal like anger and frustration I get when stuff isn't going the way I perceive is my way.
Internal anger. I thought you were gonna say angst.
Could be angst too, but it feels like it's coming out as frustration because I'm taking it out on people.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
you know, I feel like anger is a little bit more accurate.
A lot of stuff is spinning right now. And I feel like a lot of stuff that's way out of our control.
Yeah.
I have to remind myself of this. Let's the Stephen Covey lesson, right? You get your circle of influence and you have your circle of control, right? The circle of influence is small and the circle of control, the circle of control is small. The circle of concern is larger, right? And the thing is, I got to learn to let go of the stuff that I really can't impact.
Yeah.
But I can't always tell what I can impact and what I can't. So I have that struggle of like, do I take a step in that direction or do I just let it go? And I have a hard time just letting it go if I think there's a possibility I can have an impact.
I feel, do you ever get frustrated with people when you think you have an answer or helpful advice and then they don't take it? And I think this is the issue because I feel like if I'm trying to help somebody, they should at least listen.
Wait, okay. If I'm trying to help somebody, they should at least listen. What if they don't want your help though?
I know. No. I know. I am perfectly willing to admit that it's unrealistic and kind of dumb.
But I feel the same thing because I'm giving people advice all the time. You know that. I can't help myself.
Yeah.
But I try not to judge
take
them if they don't take the advice. I mean, I kind of want to circle back to find out why they didn't. Just if, you know, was it bad advice? Did you decide before you went out there that you weren't going to take it because it was bad advice? Or did you just kind of ignore what I had to say? Or did you just not want to solve the problem? Because do you ever get in that mode where like you have a problem and then you have a friend who comes up and they have solutions? Because I married a solution, by the way.
Yeah.
My love is the greatest problem solver I've ever met. And if I have to know if I ever raise a problem to Patty, she's going to help me solve it, whether I ask her to or not. And sometimes I have to say, I don't really want a solution. I just want you to hear it.
Just need to vent.
Yeah, hear me complain. Let me suffer in your presence. But that's hard for people too, because, you know, I don't
want that's really hard for me.
Suffer.
Like I have trouble listening to people vent without hopping to just stand up and tell them how to fix it or help them fix it.
But now do you take advice from people that offer it to you?
I think I do.
I think you've taken advice from me before.
Yeah, I think I do. So it's hard to be in these situations where I'm trying to help people or I think I'm trying to help people, right?
Yeah.
And not being listened to. But I think some of the control issues are also just like, I think it's me wanting to be listened to and just be a subject matter expert and know what I'm talking about and just say, yes, that's a good idea.
I like to play that role in life. I'm just the person who gives advice and you take it. And that's just really good.
So I just want to sit up on a mountain and people come to me and if they can make it, then I'll give them advice.
I think maybe that's the key. You have to create an obstacle to get to you. And then people are like, well, just like, wasted all this effort to get here. If I don't at least listen to the advice, why did I
That's
come
a good
here?
Point.
That's probably why the gurus put themselves on the mountain.
And maybe I just need to be paid for my advice.
Okay. I want to be that. I keep thinking that I want to have like an advice podcast because I think I'm all that when it comes to advice. And this sounds ridiculous, but I think I give really good advice. And I think most of the people who've taken my advice would attest to that if their problems weren't so embarrassing.
Yeah. So what do you have a 93% approval rating for
about
your advice?
96.4.
96.4. That's good.
I get precise.
That's good. I'm still in the 80s, so I still need to get up to you, but I think I'm getting there. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. Bob, as always, makes an excellent point. People just want to be listened to. And what I'd add to that is people want to be listened to and not just dismissed outright when they're done. It's as if some sort of training would be good in these situations. Like, instead of saying no, you could say something like, yes, and I'll let you know if I find any classes that maybe train people on stuff like that. Have a great day. In case you weren't sure, and I'm not being clear, those are improv classes at Sac Comedy Lab. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, and improv.